Russia's largest meat producer, the Cherkasovo Group, supplies about 45,000 tons of chicken per day to the Moscow area. Growth in domestic production has reduced Russia's dependence on meat and agricultural imports to about 10%. But the Kremlin's sanctions on Western food imports has some people worried that prices could go up, such as shopper Yelena.
Certainly, I'm very concerned. If the price of Russian-produced food goes up, I will feel it. But right now, Russian food prices are competitive with the price of imported Western food.
Russian authorities say the import limits will not drastically affect food supplies or prices. They expect to use suppliers in Asia and Latin America to replace their Western sources. Russia is one of the largest buyers of frozen poultry from the United States. Halting those imports could help companies like Cherkasovo gain market share. Spokesman Yuri Churchenko says the firm will soon double its output of semi-processed fresh poultry and is ready to replace U.S. suppliers.
I think that the sanctions against imports are good for us as national producers. They are an additional impulse to further develop Russia's own agricultural production.
But it is not only the big Russian producers who stand to benefit from a ban on Western foods. The dairy company Mosmedin says its European-style cheeses, like mozzarella, are better than imports because they are delivered fresher. Deputy Director Sergei Rezunenko says there is increased demand for his products, but he still is opposed in principle to market limits, such as those created by Russia's ban on Western imports.
In view of world values, we should not build up a fence to separate ourselves, because today we produce our milk with the Swedish equipment. If the Swedes were not allowed in here, we would not have this plant and their equipment in it.
The sanctions related to Ukraine could result in a trade war between Russia and the West. The Kremlin is threatening a lawsuit at the World Trade Organization over the Western sanctions. Ironically, Russia's joining the WTO in 2012 was supported by the U.S. only after the two sides negotiated the end of an earlier Russian ban on American poultry products. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.